the good day going on.
It's Tuesday, the 12th of February. Let's see, what is today? It's actually Abe Lincoln's real birthday, if you want to celebrate Honest Abe Day.
How old would he have been?
An average boy was born on this date in 1809.
So
if he lived, he'd be 204. If you were around now, good for him. The damn gunman. Could have had some good presidents. You could have made him president for life and done probably fairly well. So anyway, it's probably best known for what? The Emancipation Proclamation and then how he handled things. But he did I'm talking to the president.
The Gettysburg Address.
Done wonderful things, right? The Gettysburg Address. Something to be acknowledged. The World Ag Expo taking place in California this week. And this program will come to you tomorrow from the World Ag, at least my portion of the program. Jennifer won't be there. Richie won't be there. Roberto won't be there, but I'll be there. The International Agri Center. I went to this. Remember, Richie, how many years ago did I go up there? 4 or 5, maybe more than that even?
A little bit more than that, I think.
Yeah. All of the major farm interests from all around the world will converge on this center, which is literally in the middle of nowhere. As I found out trying to find a hotel. Right, Jennifer? This
Visalia is near Fresno, isn't it?
It's a great farm area. Yes. It's not too far from Fresno. Visalia Tulare is the name of the town. And I always wonder about whether it's there's some Irish in there. Tulare. Sorry, mm-hmm. We'll talk a lot about farming tomorrow. Meanwhile, today we have the usual things to talk about. For example, the Queen of Cheap has some things coming up in a few minutes. Would you like to prep us for this, Ms. Fasanelli?
Sure, Mr. Stefan. We've got free food from Bob Evans and Chili's. Uh-huh. We've got an incredible coupon for Dollar General. Cold Stone, camping recipes, and a nursing pillow. All coming up on the Queen of Cheap.
Really?
And biscuits at Bob Evans. Mm.
Bob Evans. Mm.
I've never been to a Bob Evans.
No, that's cool. It's down home comfort food.
Yeah, good for breakfast. That's love it for breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as good as the Waffle House. If you like bad food, you love those.
It's actually good food, so yeah, it's a lot different.
It's medium okay food.
Yeah.
It's sort of middle America food.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
And
on the road, Southern cooking.
Yeah, I'd say it's good Southern, Midwestern, Mid-Southern. A lot of the places were very popular. I happen to love those kind of places. I don't like fancy restaurants. You know, once in a while, it's okay. But for the most part, going to a place like that and having a good, solid meal, usually there's soups. They have great bean soup.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love their bean soup. Jennifer, coming up, the results and ratings for the Grammy Awards, plus a few performances that may not have been seen, right?
Yes, we have.
Grammys.
We have that. Not such great news for the Grammys this year, plus some renewals over at the CW. Could there be a Friends reunion?
Friends reunion.
Planning, maybe.
Well,
and
I thought there
new
was a movie. What was the what happened with the movie idea? Do you
a
know?
Friends movie?
Yeah, I heard something about that too.
And Kudrow said she wouldn't do it.
Maybe.
For whatever the reason.
And then a new judge over to the X Factor.
Really?
You know we like to be on judge watch.
Dun 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 dun. London, 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 London.
How did I know that was coming?
London, 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 London. The continuing participation by people who listen to this program is valuable. Here's an email from Vicky, who is in Maryville, Tennessee. Visitor comments. Okay? My dad is an 81-year-old, recent widower. Faithful listener. We speak every day and always discuss your program. He'd like to ask a question, but can't call in. He'd like to know how long a cow, I think he, what do you want to know? He heard us talking last week about my cow Peaches, who died when we put her to sleep on Friday. How long did she live? She was 22, somewhere between 22 and 23 years old. And he also wanted to know how long she gave milk. She actually was in lactation for about 12 and a half years. At one tally had her at 14 years, but I don't think so. I think it was more like 12 and a half. She had seven calves, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think it was 4 heifers and 3 bulls. Anyway, this gentleman was quite surprised to learn how old that she lived. And it is normal, you can get a cow to 16, 17, But having a cow 22, 23 is old.
Did any of her offspring still see her on a regular basis and recognize her?
I don't know that there's recognition. But this is so much that we don't know. We collectively, I sound like a foolish reporter.
So the kids and the parents don't walk up to each other?
No.
Because I know you take the babies away.
Yeah, no, they don't. There's no, there isn't on the surface, Rich. But I learned so much about this cow. Peach has taught me so much about how cows communicate and how there is this connection between humans and cows. Remember what I told you last week about the animal kingdom and how close cows are to humans in terms of their sensitivities and sensibilities. And so that is, I think, one of the things that you don't really know how to measure because you don't really know. And there are a lot of people who are around cows, at least in this country, who use, you know, basically they're a commodity for most, if not, well, pretty much all farmers. There are not many that do what I do. I don't slaughter them. I put them to sleep, and I don't eat their meat. But some farmers, especially the way things are right now, very tough for the family farmer. They're going to get every penny, every dime through the door that they can, so they sell the animals for McDonald's at the end of their life. And they get, you know, maybe beef on the hoof now is about just shy of a buck a pound, unless something has changed in the last few weeks. But I think the last time I looked, it was the really bad stuff was 80-some-odd cents a pound, and some of the really good stuff close to a dollar a pound. How much are you paying for beef? What do we pay for a pound of hamburger at the store now?
Like $6, I guess, $5.
$6
bucks.
A pound.
Depends on the bite, yeah. Yeah.
Really? How much for a steak?
Oh, you want a really good steak, it could easily cost you $14, $15, $16
sure.
an ounce at a good
really?
Steak. A good steak, yeah.
Good steak,
wow.
Yeah.
Man.
But, I mean, you can get one for $7-$8.
What about pot roast and things like that?
That's cheaper, usually.
Yeah, you know, I don't buy the
pot. On sale, $3.99, $4.99 a pound.
Really?
Yeah. On sale, yeah.
Mm. I don't buy I do the crock pot with those, but I do those every now and then. But we buy the pork roast every now and then. You can buy those for $8-$9.
Yeah. All right, I'm so out of touch with that. I don't, when I go to the grocery, I went yesterday to the
shrimp.
Grocery store.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, I know. I shouldn't say, I do eat it, I wouldn't buy it, but I'd eat it if it was in somebody's salad or something. Or
a shrimp?
Somebody offered it, yeah. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, we do it every couple of weeks.
Do you?
But it's not as cheap as the meat, so.
Hey, it's amazing, though, how I went to the store last night to just get sundry. I went to get fruit and the milk and some juices and a couple of other things. $156. But with my Vons card, Jennifer, I saved $19.
Hey.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. Emmett, thank you, sir. Emmett lives in Baltimore, Ohio. Or as they say in Ohio, Baltimore. It's not Baltimore. It's Baltimore.
Baltimore, hon.
Baltimore, right.
Going down the ocean, hon. That's how they say it in our Baltimore here.
Really?
Saying,
yeah. Yeah. 16 past the hour. Jennifer will be around the next half hour with a television report. But coming up next, the Queen of Cheap and the details behind the headlines that you just heard a minute or two ago. Stand by.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy-and-print.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You call me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I'm in love with you, Roberta.
Aw, thank you, Doug. I'm in love
with you. It's Valentine's Day or Valentine's Week. Happy Valentine's Week. Everybody should love everybody else.
Well, if you're doing Valentine's Week and you want to take your sweetie out and save some buckos, here's an idea. Bob Evans Restaurant. Kids eat free from the 11th through the 14th. Hey, take your kids out for Valentine's Day. Why not? I mean, you love them, right? Doesn't necessarily have to be your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or what have you. Mm-hmm. Take your kids and parents out. Kids eat free at Bob Evans. And also free dessert at Chili's from the 11th through the 13th. So two places you could take your honey and save a little bit of money. Hey, that rhymed. Take your honey, save some money. I like that.
Lovely, Roberta.
Dollar General.
Yeah, she is a poet, and she doesn't know it.
A poet, and she doesn't know it. There we go.
Jennifer, do you even know who Nipsey Russell is?
No clue.
Okay. I'm old.
That's good.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Dollar General, 50% off housewares coupon. That's an incredible coupon for Dollar General. And you can go there and get, you know, not like they're cheap enough, Dollar General, duh, but now you get a 50% off coupon as well. A great place. Go get your honey a Valentine's Day gift. Cold Stone Creamer. I love Cold Stone Creamer. There's one in Times Square. You can stick all this stuff inside.
Not as good as Eastleigh Farm.
They mix it up for you. Well, not as good as Eastleigh Farm, but I'm nowhere near Eastleigh Farm, unfortunately. Right. Otherwise, I would be there every day, Doug.
I know you would be.
But Cold Stone Creamery.
Would show it.
I'd probably show it, yes. I'd roll in every day.
There you go.
Buy one, get one free on your birthday, and we have the information for you there. If you're going to go camping this summer, or, you know, anything where you've got to prepare food ahead of time, let's say like RVing, or you're going on a boat or something like that, 100 Easy Camping Recipes. This is a pretty neat book. I've kind of gone through it. It's an e-book, absolutely free, and you can get it at DougSteffen.com. Just go take a look. And a free nursing pillow. If all this activity on Valentine's Day, well, you know, results in a little one, you get a free nursing pillow. And we tell you how to do it. Just face your pick and handling. All at the Queen of Sheep section at DougSteffen.com.
Big news from Rome. The Pope has resigned, as you know. They're going to take his purple robe and put it up with the outfit that Adele wore the other day and use it for drapery.
Told you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Number one songs in the history of the Doug Steffen Good Day program over the past 25 years. This song goes back to this week in 1994. Power of Love, number one single, Richie. Ruled the musical roost for 4 weeks.
I was in a coma that month.
Yeah. We're heading for something. Somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I'm frightened, but I'm ready to learn of the power of love. It's Valentine's. It could be Valentine's all year long, like Christmas.
Because right? Then it wouldn't be special.
Yeah, it would be. We need to be.
You would take it for granted because it happens every day.
Yeah. All right, Richie, let's have one more chorus of this, please. Out of his misery. Another song that was number one during the history of the Good Day program, Good Charlotte. God love it. Number one during this week in 2003. I have a Good Charlotte. I have a wonderful song.
Now, the guitar player from this band is married to who, Jennifer?
You're talking about the Madden Boys. Nicole Richie.
Ah, that's right.
So how did they get named Good Charlotte? Do you know, Jen Jen?
I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
So but it's a cool name for a band, isn't it?
It is, right. Yeah, yeah. All right, enough on that. Paula Abdul.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. We can agree on this.
Along with the Wild Pair, Richie.
That's right, because there was a rap in the...
Number one during this week in 1990. Opposites attract. See, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people used to try to make a case for that. I don't think opposites attract. So maybe attract, but then they don't last. I think much more often you're going to be attracted to somebody who has a lot of the same things in common with you. That's my philosophy anyway, for what it's worth. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden at DougSteffen.com today. Some news for those of you who are looking for something to drink in the morning that's not coffee, that's not tea. You'll be happy to know that Mountain Dew has a new breakfast drink. It will perk you up.
As if it didn't have enough caffeine in it to begin with.
Yeah. It's called Kickstart.
Oh, goodness.
Mountain Dew flavor.
It's a new. It's not Mountain Dew. They've made another drink.
Right, exactly. 5% juice, vitamin B and vitamin C in it, along with an extra jolt of caffeine. Just what world needs. They're hoping to boost sales by reaching Mountain Dew fans at a new time of day. I can't believe it. I remember the first time I saw somebody drinking a Coke at breakfast. I was disgusted. Hey, drink that.
That's what I used to do.
You drink some of that garbage.
I don't anymore, but I used to.
Right. These are the folks responsible, by the way, for Monster and Red Bull. And the mysterious ingredients that are in that are in this new drink as well.
I'm just not a coffee fan. It gives me that aftertaste, and so.
Oh yeah, it's bad breath.
Yeah,
that's why you chew gum after you're done.
I know. So
they want to get into. They want more energy drinks, so this is the way. Kickstart, it's called. This is a way for them to get into it. Tastes like Mountain Dew, but it has a whole lot more in it. And if kids get a hold of this before, you think they're bouncing off the walls now when they go to school. If a kid gets a hold of this, a high school kid having this, it would be unbelievable. And just, what a horror. Anyway, something for your listening and dancing pleasure there, folks. 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Colette Friedman is a playwright and author. Her latest work is the novel, The Affair.
How long does a novel take is a fascinating question because it's so different for every author. Some books can take 6 months, some can take 3 years. I can't even tell you the amount of people who tell me they're writing a book, and I say, oh great, how long have you been writing it? And they say, oh, 10 years. I like to crank out a first draft. And if I'm feeling incredibly creative and motivated and I'm disciplined enough to sit down every day, I can write a book in 4 months and then really spend time polishing it. I always equate it to baking a cake. I like just throwing in all the ingredients and baking the cake and then spending a really long time frosting it and making it look pretty and hoping that it's delicious and people want to eat it. I think the hardest part of writing a book is sitting down and writing it. There's so many distractions, and I'm equally guilty if I go off, if I get bored and I think, oh, I'm going to look on Facebook and see what my 700 friends are doing or people I don't even know are doing. We all welcome distractions and we go looking for them. I know I certainly do. The phone rings, I pick it up. There's an interesting TV show on, I want to watch it. The hardest part is saying no. You know, not answering the phone, not turning on the television, not going to social media sites, and just sitting and writing. And if you can do that, then you're a writer.
Playwright and author Colette Friedman on her new novel, The Affair. There's more online at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes Phylacig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With Lasig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at Lasig.com. And Lasig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit Lasig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. Lasig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta in New York City. Jennifer in Los Angeles. Doug's in Los Angeles tomorrow at the World Ag Expo for all of the story, the gossip up there about cows and horses and bulls and sheep and that's about it.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be too many of those. But I'm going to show up because I realize, Roberta,
yes,
that 80% of success is actually showing up.
Showing
if you
want to
improve your life, you better start by starting to improve your life. You get on the right road, and it's very cool. I've been thinking a lot about, I think, the inspiration. I don't know, there have been two or three inspirations lately about or surrounding the future. What is the future? I've never much planned my future. In other words, I didn't sit down and say, okay, next year I want to do this, and year after that I want to do that. I just sort of, in my mind, I created sort of what I wanted, and lo and behold, what is it they say? Be careful what you wish for. So I've decided, with consultation from my best friend, to have a little forward focus, if you will. Like, we were talking about what your plans are for the next 4 years, 5 years. Do you think ahead? Even though I'm a great believer now in the power of now and being in the moment, but I think you got to look ahead and think, where would you like to be? What would you like to create? What would you like going on in your life in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it may be? You got to start someplace. It doesn't mean that just because you plan a journey, it's going to happen, because there's that little thing, that annoying little thing called life that gets in the way of all of your plans. But it's still good to have some ideas about what you want to do. There'll be obstacles as you progress. If you take it one step at a time, then you're probably going to have more of a chance for success than if you just do the leaps. I was one of those people who was a leaper. I wanted to get there, Rich will tell you.
Not
now.
A leper. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Right now.
Now.
Why can't we have this tomorrow?
Right now.
Why? What's wrong?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of things that were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with human beings, That doesn't mean you stop, though. A lot of people just give up. That's not a way to do it. You deal with what's real, and then you move to the next thing. You just have yesterday, good Lord, I spent 4.5 hours on the phone yesterday, working toward several goals, and I can see them sort of, one of the goals I'm working at for a couple of years, and it seems to be coming closer and closer to fruition. If I'd have given up on that a year and a half or so, when I wanted to, because it was very frustrating, or a year ago, or a year and a half ago, or a month ago, or a week ago, or even yesterday, you don't give up on something that you've really invested in if you really believe in it. Because sooner or later, you're going to get to the finish line. I believe in that. I really, really, really believe in getting to the finish line and getting what it is that you would like. And sometimes it takes an awful lot of work, whether it's relationships, whether it's just building a career, building a house. Man, I can remember. How many of you have built houses? Mm-hmm. Rather than just, Roberta, you ever build a house?
Yeah.
What a great, you want to shoot yourself afterwards? Anyway, we all say when we do it, I'll never do that
it's
again.
It's even worse if you GC it yourself, you know?
Yeah, general contracting is not fun. Finding the plumber, where are you today? Oh, I had another job. Where's the electrician? I'll be there next week, but you said you'd be here today. Yeah, but I got it wrong in my calendar. And, it's just, that's what goes on with these guys. And so you have to take that into account. And it's, I think that's the same story no matter what there is in life. Whatever you're trying to build, as long as you are trying to build something, most of us who have a conscience, Jennifer is trying to build something great. She wants to build something in her personal life, wants to build something in her professional life, very focused on that. Richie has found a career that agrees with him, so he will stick with it, I'm betting, for another 20 years or so, at least as long as I'm around. It's probably another 20 years or so, Richie.
Well, when you leave,
another 20 years with you? Oh, good Lord.
I don't know, maybe 30. I'm telling you, Richie knows that this is true. I have determined that I will be the longest running person on the air when I'm done running on the air. I will have succeeded in, if nothing else, being the person who started at X time.
I'll last it all, y'all, burgers.
And I will have the record.
I'll last the longest.
Okay, all right, Fred. Jennifer, do we need to update social media? I think we do, don't we?
Sure, absolutely.
You don't sound too convinced.
I am. After all that, are you kidding?
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely, we need to update social media. All right. And we were asking people yesterday how you're celebrating Valentine's Day and how much money do you usually spend. We've spent some time last hour going through people's responses, and there are many more. You can see how your life stacks up. Let's see. Our first response is kind of cool. I'm going to celebrate a beautiful angel who fell in love with a big galoot hippie dude decades ago and joined her life with mine, who sticks with me even though I've become wrinkled and stinky. Isn't that cute? Larry said, recovering from shoulder surgery to reattach a rotator cuff, but I bought Sweetie a nice card in advance and hope to treat her to a special dinner soon.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jay said, bought mine a purse, a card, and candy. She will make a meal for a king. Just got some 1-ounce gold bars may throw in the purse, not counting the gold, the real gold that he's going to give her.
He's
going to
have his wife for dinner, a meal for a, what is that?
She's going to make him a meal fit for a king.
Oh.
Sweet. Scott said, Valentine's Day is another holiday invented to rob a man's pocket. Philip said, don't have a Valentine, Dougie. Thanks for rubbing it in. Kathy said, I know a lot of people who refuse to recognize Valentine's Day because it's all a big scam. Guess who will benefit from the extra nice meal? Bottle of wine, sitting a little closer on the couch, a few more kisses than the normal day. They can scam me anytime. I'm with you, Kathy. We are also trying to fight cold and flu season with a great new product that we've been talking about for a little while now called Alimmune. Alimmune helps boost your defenses against cold and flu, and we're asking you what you do to stay healthy during flu season. Mike said, he's our winner today, by the way, Mike Trom, said that he limits handshaking and he avoids close proximity in enclosed places, and he doesn't touch his eyes unless he uses hand sanitizer first. So good tip, Mike. You are our winner of our 60-day supply of Alimmune.
And here's Dr. Ken to explain why Alimmune is so good for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-filable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jennifer, time for you to star again. Star of the program.
Star
one of the stars.
Power.
Yes, star power. Miscellaneous television news. I always look at some of this stuff and I wonder, okay, does anybody really care and realize that I'm not really the one who ought to make that decision because I don't watch that much television?
You're not the 47%.
No, but tell me this. I watched on the plane the other day this show. Is it Evolution or Revolution?
Revolution.
Okay. So I saw.
Where the lights went out?
Great show.
Right. I did three episodes of it. Is that on ABC? What network is it on?
Yeah.
NBC.
Oh, it's NBC, yeah.
Okay. So this is a full.
It's a J.J. Abrams show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I was quite taken by it. I had not seen it before.
It's a great show.
I think what the first three episodes were. And it just, I was sort of surprised with the violence in it, though.
Yeah.
Sword play. And,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. But it still kept my interest. The characters are very well developed, and you want to know more about them.
They do a lot of backstories because they flash back to when before the power went out.
Yeah, right.
And showed where everybody came from and how they got there.
But it's an interesting concept, actually, the day the lights went out.
Yep.
All right. So, Jen, what about the Grammy Award ratings for Sunday night?
Well, the lights weren't the only thing to go out. No, the ratings for Sunday's Grammys Awards were down a little bit this year, about 20%. 28.37 million viewers tuned into the broadcast. That's down from 39.1 wow. last year.
Woo,
but don't forget, last year was the year that Whitney Houston passed away the night before. And I think a lot of people were tuning in to see what would happen.
See if she came back again like Jesus?
Yeah,
it's still their third highest ratings ever.
Yeah.
So even though it was 20.9 million, it's still higher.
Isn't it interesting how the headline reads, Grammy Award winning, Grammy Award loses large percentage of audience. You know, that's how deceptive.
I mean, I don't think you were going to beat last year's audience.
No, you can't.
I mean, it was just too fresh. I mean, it was the night before that Whitney died. Yeah. So.
Right.
All right. In other news, HBO announced yesterday that the second season of Veep will premiere.
I'm sorry. Can I ask you something first?
Sure.
Who thinks that LL Cool J is about one of the best hosts they've had?
Oh, I thought he was terrible.
He's great.
Really?
No, and he's such a nice guy. He lives right by me.
I think he's a very nice guy. He's very likable, but I thought it was so serious. I mean, they weren't making any jokes. It was just kind of like that opening monologue where he was trying to inspire everybody. I don't know.
Yes.
I thought they should have just let him have some personality.
Yeah, LL Cool J lives in your neighborhood in New York?
No, she lives on Long Island.
Oh, but he lives in L.A.
No, he lives in Manhasset.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's his fault. I mean, I think he's good and talented, but I think that whoever wrote for him was just being a little too...
Yeah, there was a lot of social media thing, but maybe I just like him so much.
He's likable.
Wait a minute, Roberta.
Yes.
His children went to the school where my daughter taught, and he used to come and do the parent night stuff and host various...
Well, maybe when his kids were young, but now he lives in Manhasset.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Absolutely.
All right. Richie, do we have the singing grandmas from the pre-Grammy Award television programs?
It was Bruno Mars and Richie Majera, I thought.
No. The grandmas from Ellen's show.
I've got the Elvis. Is it? Here.
Here's Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
These are the grandmas.
Because your sex takes me to paradise. Yeah, your sex takes me to paradise. And it shows, because you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven for too long. I am sorry to say we have time for one more. This is Flo Rida's Wild Ones.
I'm a wild one. Break me in, saddle me up, and let's begin. I'm a wild one.
All right, so I should have said, this is the outro setup instead of the intro setup. On Ellen's program last Friday, I think it was, she had a tradition, I think, Jennifer, 4 or 5 years, she's had what they call the singing grandmas come in and do a little snippet from some of the award-winning songs, or at least the ones that were nominated. And those were two grandmothers.
Because it's the Grammys.
Right.
The Grammys.
I get it. Okay. It wasn't as fun as I thought it would be, but you know what? You can't hit a home run all the time. Meanwhile, back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Hey, HBO announced yesterday that the second season of Veep will premiere April 14th. That'll be following the airings of Game of Thrones.
Who watches that, and do you like it?
People love.
No,
Veep, I don't know too much about. Thrones returns for its third season, and that'll be on March 31st. Now, some really cool news for me, because I think this guy is a hottie. Do you remember Sawyer from Lost, everybody?
Yeah.
Josh Holloway?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a new job. He's starring in the CBS drama Pilot Intelligence, which will be set in the U.S. Cyber Command Center, focusing on a unit created around one agent with a very special gift, a microchip implanted in his brain that allows him to access the entire electromagnetic spectrum. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, he will be good at that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about
that. So he's
going
to play a former Navy SEAL, like the guy who is in the outs with the
that got Bin Laden.
Defense Department, right. Yeah.
A little program reminder for the Oscars. It seems like it's stacking up to be a good show. They've now announced to the Oscar team that the Chicago cast will reunite for the 85th Annual Awards. Renee Zellweger, Richard Gere, Queen Latifah, Catherine Zeta-Jones, they'll all attend the event as presenters. I think it's kind of cool because it is the year of the musical with Les Miserables. See?
Did anybody see the movie Arbitrage with Richard Gere?
No.
Nobody's seen that movie, right? I was on the plane the other day, too. I was trying to figure out. I had never heard of it. I think it was made last year, or it was out last year. Kind of a... It wasn't exactly uplifting. No, it wasn't. It was really... it didn't. I must not have gone anywhere in the box office, and I can see.
I don't even remember hearing about it. Yeah.
No, all right, Jen. What
Neo.
Else?
Neo is the latest rumor to be set to head for the X Factor. There's two spots open by L.A. Reid and Britney Spears for a judge job on the X Factor, and Neo let it slip on the red carpet at the Grammys, and he said he just might be one of them. kind of cool,
yeah,
huh?
Who's,
plus, he's a really attractive R&B guy.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Plus,
great.
Friends reunion coming to go on. Matthew Perry and Courtney Cox back together.
Less expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 after the hour on Good Day. As a consumer, you may hold one of the important keys to new job creation if you're willing to pre-purchase products you'd like to own before they're actually created. That sounds crazy. Mike Hayes is here to introduce you to three entrepreneurs who are grateful to consumers for helping launch their innovative product company. That's ahead on Startup America News.
On Meet the Press Sunday, they talked about robots and the Internet being cheap and efficient when doing manufacturing jobs, and the human beings are not. It seems to me that means that for human beings, the future of employment may be created by the Internet as innovators of new solutions to existing everyday problems. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and this is Startup American News. Today, you'll meet three such innovators who are also becoming crowdfunding success stories. Important because America needs investment in the future. And you can help American innovators simply by pre-purchasing products that you like so they can deliver for you and all of us. First, meet Jessica Richmond, CEO of UBiome.
We decided to do it through crowdfunding because we really want to involve the public in science. It's a good way to raise money. I mean, sort of obviously now that crowdfunding has proven itself as a model for that. But I think also, in particular in our case, crowdfunding allows us to get to know what people want to know about the microbiome. It helps us understand what people want. So our goal was to raise $100,000. We wanted to have at least, we thought we might be able to do it with less, but we wanted to have enough where we were sure that we could have economies of scale and you know, be able to complete the project. And then it just kind of went crazy. Like, people have been really interested in it. We've gotten articles in from Wired to Scientific American, ABC Television News, MSNBC. I mean, it's been just crazy. It's sort of really exploded. And we've far surpassed our goal. We're almost at three times our goal. We're at 274,000.
Learn how you can actively participate in innovative job growth at StartupAmericanNews.org. Next, meet fitness enthusiast Dave Scott, co-founder of Amigo Fitness Tracker.
I'm a big fitness consumer myself, and so is my partner. We both like to exercise, and you know, we thought it'd be great to create an experience where we could go in and do a sort of freestyle workout where we could lift some weights and do some, you know, maybe run a treadmill or the elliptical or the, you know, cycle. And we could store all that information and share that information with our friends and our community so that we could get more engaged in our own experience to see what we've done and how to better achieve, but also to get engaged in the experience of our friends and family. And so that set us on the path to create some type of software and hardware device that could actually track all of this. And so here we are today, and we chose to do Indiegogo to use that as a great platform to raise awareness for the product. That would allow us to also get our first customers as we head into the summer when we first ship the product. The initial goal was $90,000, and we set that goal based on, you know, manufacturing setup. And today, after just about 3.5 weeks or so, we're just over $300,000.
Learn how you can actively participate in innovative job growth at StartupAmericanNews.org. Aerospace engineer Kellen O'Connor is co-founder of an innovative technology called TetherCell and is well on his way to raising $59,000 that he needs to launch his innovations worldwide.
TetherCell allows people to embed intelligence and connectivity in devices that are 10, 15, 20 years old. You can actually go backwards and introduce intelligence and connectivity into old devices. That's very groundbreaking. Crowdfunding, specifically for hardware startups, is a great avenue to go down for market testing, as well as being able to gather funds for the initial production run in a very low-risk way. You're not giving away equity. You're getting a sense of how well people are responding to your product, and you get a lot of feedback. It's really a win-win situation. The customer gets to test out the product and interact with the founders, and the founders get a lot of feedback, which they can use to better improve the product, to adjust the price point, to adjust the overall pitch. As you come out of a crowdfunding campaign, the product is that much more prepared for, you know, getting to market.
I'm Mike Hayes. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Email me right now, mike@startupamericannews.org, or visit our website, startupamericannews.org.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.